Before we continue in the sugya, I'd just like to learn the vial. Two taisvis in. Three taisvis in. Taisvis daf mem tesam et aleph. The bottom taisvis. We hear a memre. Amar Rab Yitzchok bar Nachmeni, Amar Rab Yishaya. Chelev, Shalgabe, Keve, Kahanim, Noga, Bayheter. Rabbi Yishmael Shoma Mishum Avoysov. And then the Gemara, when the Gemara started the sugya, Rabbi Yishmael Shoma Mishum Avoysov, Mahi, the Sanya, Skala Chelev Asher Ala Kerev, Lovi Chelev Shalgabi Adakin, Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. And so that means that the Chelev Al Gabi Akeve is Mutter. And later, we hear a Baraisa that Rabbi Yishmael holds, that Chelev al Gabi Akeve is also. And Rabbi Kiva holds its mutter. So let us see Taisus. Now, Shoma Mishum Avoysov Mayhi Desanye Perish Kabbalah Hoysa Biyodei Shel Rabbi Shaya. Rabbi Shaya Re Kabbalah the Rabbi Yishmael Mishum Avoysov Hita. That Rabbi Yishmael B'Shem Avoysov was matter the Chelev al Gabi Akeve. Avaloi mitoich braise zu digdeik, not he had a raya from this braise. Veloi garsina on diber Rabbi Yishmael shomar mishum avoysov. We're not goyres in the braise, diber Rabbi Yishmael shomar mishum avoysov. El diberi Rabbi Yishmael stam. So this braise, we see diber Rabbi Yishmael stam, the Gemara wanted to bring, this is a makir to the Kabbalah of Rabbi Shaya, that Rabbi Yishmael was matter Chelev Shabakev and Mishum Avoysov. And here we see Rabbi Yishmael is matter. The Haba Maskone, but if you would say the whole Mekoyer of Rabbi Shai is from this Baraisa, the Haba Maskone Mavchinolai, the Maskone we say that Rabbi Kiva was matter Chelev Shabakev, and Rabbi Shmuel asked Chelev Shalakev. So if the whole Mekir of Rabbi Shaya is from this Bereise, so the Maskana Mavchinulai, O Meforish Mishum Avoysov, the Koma Rabbi Yishayin Mishum Avoysov, Leilei Sfirulai. So Fakert, I mean, the Rabbi Shaya only meant the voice of hell that Chelev Shalakev is Mutter, but Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold like that. So it comes out like this. So we have a Messiah that Rabbi Shaya had, that Rabbi Shmuel Mishum Avoysov was Matter Chelev Shalkabi Akeda. Now the Gemara says, Mishum Avoysov Mayhi, this Anya, and this Bereis doesn't mention Avoysov. This Bereis just mentions Rabbi Shmuel before we Mahapachet. Oh, the Kamahocha Shama Mishum Avoysov, Mayhi, Haino Oysa Bereis, Shehita Rabbi Shmuel Chayla Vakayla, Shata Oima, Shehu Mishum Avoysov Mayhi. That means the Gemara held that this is the Bereis that Rabbi Shmuel was Mata Chayla Vakayla, and you said, Rabbi Shaya, that he got this heter from his avoysov. What is the baraisa? The Gemara says baraisa that Rabbi Shmuel was matar Chelev Shalgabi Akeve. And then the Gemara says that no, this baraisa holds Rabbi Shmuel asad Chelev Shalgabi Akeve. Lahavi Chelev Shalgabi Hadakin. So there are two psukim. It says Besa Chelev Amachase Esa Keret. Ve'eskol ha'chelev asher al ha'keret. So Taisva says, lo'yhoya tzoich le'michtav es ha'chelev ha'mechasa es ha'keret. It was not necessary to write chelev ha'mechasa es ha'keret. Ve'es kol ha'chelev asher al ha'keret marbinin avshal ha'dakim o'yshal ha'keva. So we are marbe from es achela es kol achev shel al akerev. We are marbe shel adakim aishal akeva leidach. So the Maram Shiv seems to say that Taisvis had a kasha. It seems we make one ribui. We make one ribui that either is going to chelav shalakeve, or it's going to chelav aladakim and not chelav shalakeve. Let's say the first lotion is going to chelav aladakim, not chelav shalakeve. So lechayre we should say as a chelav machasa sakeret is coming to be marbe the chelav shalakeve. That means. The chaylev, chol chaylev shala kerev is mal bechaylev shala dakim. So let us say the chol chaylev the chaylev machasa sakerev that's coming to be mal bechaylev shala kerev. We have two psukim, and it doesn't seem like that. It seems that if a mal bechaylev shala dakim, chaylev shala kerev is mutter. So somehow Taisvis held, so then there's no necessity to write as a chaylev amechasa as a kere. It seems everything we could learn out. This is what the Maram Shiv says. Just 1 second. It seems it's only one and we're mamayt the other. So then Taisha says we could learn everything from this pasuk. It's called a cheva sheral akeret. Who not marbe more from chelav amechasa sakeret. So Taisha says. So why does it say chelav? Why do you say that pasuk? You can learn everything from Beskola Chaylev Asher Alakeret. So Taisa says, Ulamayit Chaylev Shalgabi Tfonis Kosvei Kedadovish Peteres Kayne. Now, Hayaytsei Medivreya Taisa is saying as follows. What, if we just say in the pasuk, as this kol a chaylev asher ala kerev would be marba ol chaylev. Would be marba ol chaylev. And a machasa sa kerev is not marba more chaylev than that which we could include in as kol a chaylev asher ala kerev. So Taisa says a problem, so why does it say that's a chaylev a machasa sa kerev? So it's coming lidiyuki. As a chaylev and machasa sakerev and not chaylev atfon. Now, I'd like to mention two nekudas. The Taisa brings this from a Teiris Koyanin. What chaylev shal atfonis is debatable. Let's not go into that. But al kaponim, we have a myth that chaylev shal So the Malbim says in Chumash, the chaylev sha'al hatfonis has all the milus or the chesroinis of chaylev that's also. It's toisav, niklav, kum v'niklav. It has all the milus of what chaylev has. So if we would say the posik, Veskol achaylev asher al hakerev, so al does not have to be samuch, al could be, it's over it, it could be, would only say the pasuk veskol achaylev asher al hakerev, so the chaylev hatfonis, which are over the kerev, is also basa, and it has all the characteristics of chaylev. It's tosuv. It's tosuv krumbenik taisav krumbenikla. So the posik v'sachelav amechases a kerev is coming to be mamaytavke if it's covering the kerev, but if it's ala kerev, it's over. It's not covering it. It is mutter. So that's the chiddush of this posik. So chelav amechases is coming to be mata chelav atfonis. That this is not included in the Sachelev Sha'ala Kerev. Now, Ledavoni, I don't understand one thing. We had the Gemara, we had a Machlokes, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Shmuel. What are the characteristics of Chaylev that's also? So, Rabbi Shmuel said, Ma Chaylev ha-machasas ha-kerev krum v'niklav, av-kol krum v'niklav. Rabbi Kiva says, Ma Chaylev ha-machasas ha-kerev toysev krum v'niklav, av-kol toysev krum v'niklav. Now, it would seem that the Chaylev ha-machasas ha-kerev has these characteristics. It's krum v'niklav, it's toysev krum v'niklav. And now, that what it says in the Pasuk was kola chaylev ala kerev, it comes to teach us that not all chaylev shala kerev is osa. The chaylev, it's dumye, the chaylev amachasas a kerev. So vaystois, the chaylev amachasas a kerev has these two characteristics. It's tais of krumaniklav or krumaniklav. And chaylev shala kerev, there's this other chalovim, so we learn how from chaylev machasas akerev. So I don't understand why Taisus has a problem, why we need this pasuk as a chaylev machasas akerev. The Gemara basis from chaylev machasas akerev, that chaylev shal akerev is dumya, the chaylev machasas akerev. And from Taisus seems to be saying that this pasuk is miyuta. I learn everything from this chaylev asher l'acherev. And that's the chaylev ha-machas is coming to be memayit chaylev ha-tfanis. So, for Davoni, I don't understand this too well. Let us just skip the next taisvis, because we have to learn the Gemara further to appreciate this taisvis. Chaylev ha-yomai. We had a memra of Rav, that Rav said, chaylev toiris toisim, chaylev Tomei ain't a seisim. Tomei is not seisim. Psheshit said both are seisim. And Rab Zeira klared a shayla, what's chaylev chaye? Is chaylev chaye, since it's toyer, so it's seisim, or since it's not oduk, so it's not seisim. And Abai told him, zicher, it's totally an oduk, and Sven Lechel of Chaim, that's not a Haduki Leim Hadik, so it's not Saisim. Chel of Chayomai, Nishal Rabbeinu Yitzchok, Al Machat Shenimtsa Bekulkebin, there was a Machat in a Kulkebin, Vinikvo Hakishaloi Vigambasori. There's a kiss that covers the Kulkebin, and the Bsara Kulkebin, and there was a Nekib in both, so which was normally would be matrif the oif. Rak shahoya shumin soisim lamailo. There was shumin soisim lamailo. So this shumin is also mutter. This is chaylev chaye oif is mutter. Now here the Gemara says that a chaylev chaye is not soisim. It's not soisim. Even though it's mutter, it's not soisim because the characteristic of chaylev toyer means it has to be mahadik. So v'hiter, so Rabbeinu Yitzchok was mata with the shumen that is soisim the nekeb of the kulkebin. The loy mi boilon ela chaylev chay shekenegdoi bebeim otome. That means the whole shayla was chaylev chaya, which is not mahudik. And chaylev tomei, which is equivalent to it, is not soisim. So the shayla was chaylev chaya, since it's muta, maybe there's a psamayla in muta. So the shayla was chaylev chaya, which is not mahudik, dumi the chaylev tomei. It's the same type of a chaylev, but it's muta. Avol b'chaylev toir doit, shleimet sinoi kenegdoi tomei. I mean, the whole, the chaylev of a knife, there's no zematini connected to me. It means the chaylev of a knife is mechudik. Pshita de soisim, the mehedik shapir. So soisim out mehedik shapir. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Nachman, כלב האוסוי ככויבה עיני סויסם, כלב that is roundish, it seems it's not flat, it's roundish, so therefore it does not סויסם properly, עיני סויסם, כלב האוסוי ככויבה עיני סויסם, היכי אמרי לו, חיתי בקרקשה, these are the clumps or the small pieces of fat which are attached to the rectum and looks like chitim. Va'omri lo talpisha deliba. Talpisha deliba is like a covering of the heart, which is a whitish chalev, and this is not soysen. The Tmune Chayil brings a beautiful picture. Here we can see the Chiti Bekarkisha. Here the Chiti Bekarkisha, this is on page 73. This bluish thing is the rectum of the behemoth. This is the Karkisha. This is Chiti Bekarkisha, which is Chaylev, which is on top of the Karkisha. This is Chiti Bekarkisha. It looks like Chitim. And this is Talpisha. The picture on the bottom is Talpisha, the Chaylev. Here it's a bluish color. There's some, perhaps Chaylev on top of it. And here he opened up the lathe. This is the lathe, but this is an enclosing of the lathe. It's also a type of a Chaylev. And it seems, since it has this characteristic, that it's also kikoiva, so even though lemaise, this is chelev toher, and it's soisim, else the texture of the chelev, it should be soisim, but since it's also kikoiva, that is why it's not soisim. That's what Chayre Pshat in this Gemara. Zagt Rashi, Chiti dekarkisho, Chaylev sha'al chalchaylis. The Chaylev, which is on the chalchaylis, on the rectum of the behemah metziah rei, shekeren tavchayim. Osui krotin, krotin, ke'ein chitim. Ve'im nikva, if there was a nekev in the chalchaylis, ve'ois of chayla saisma, and this chayla is saisim the nekev, lo mahani, so it will not help. They're roundish, so it seems because of their round characteristic, they're not capable of sealing a naked. Tarpisha the liba, shumen halev, osi kekaiva, vahalev nechba boy. The lave is completely enclosed by this talpisha deliba, but this is shumen alave. There is a shumen on top of this. This the Tmune Chayil brings on page 52. Which could be Rashi is not talking about this. There's a shumen on top of the lathe. This is a chunk of shumen on top of the lathe. And others want to say that Rashi holds could be this will be soisim. Rashi says, talpisha de libe shahalei nechba boy, which completely encloses the lathe. So that is ogul, that's kikoiva, that somehow is not soisim. That's the shumen alay. Osei kekoive, v'alev nechba boy, einai seisim, im nikev halev. If there's a nekev in the lev, so it won't be seisim. Now, in the picture that we had on page 73, we hear that here's the tarpish of the libe, and if we will notice, around mamish next to the lave is the reya. If we hear here the reya mamish that's surrounding the lave. So Rashi says, so hu adin, einai soisam es nikev ha-lave, oi ha-reya besamach loy, the reya which is mamish right next to the lave, and we have this chaylev, this osike kaiva, Bahu Saismai. And it will be Saisimit, the Khailev will be Saisim, the Nekiv and the Reya. Bahainu time, and that is the reason the Reya Hasrucha Bishumin Ale. If you'll have a Reya that's Srucha, that it's coming out a gooey liquid. Bishumin Ale, when it goes from the Reya, it goes to the Shumin Ale. They grow together, these two things grow together, the lave is mamish close to the reyev, the steam from the top of the libe cannot be seisim. That is what Rashi said. Now let us see Tosfos that we had skipped over. Chaylev toher seisim. So Tosfos says, Leimairi hoche bereye. We're not talking about the reyem vishumin seismoso. You don't have to have that treife if you have even chayl of toyer. The steam is zu ein klum, the ein shumen l'reya. The reya has no shumen whatsoever. So if you'll have a shumen that soysim and nekiv and the reya from a different organ. And a different organ can never be soiser, can never be soisim. Veinzu shumin shelo, and this is not, it's shumin. So memel, if it's not the shumin of the reye, so less man the polik, that it can't be soisim. It tises hold, in order to be soisim a nekev of the reye, you need the shumin of the reye. So since the reye doesn't have any shumin, so it's poshit, you can't be soisim with chaylev. So the Maram Shiv says, Rashi is chaylik on Tosfos. Rashi held that the shumen of the lay, the talpish of the liba, which is a shumen on the lay, theoretically should be soisim and nekev in the reya. Now the reason it's not soisim because of the shape of the shumen, because it's osi kikoiva. And Tosfos held undreidlich, unchishbeinis. A chela from another organ cannot be seisim this organ. Ve'einze shumen shalo, le'meri hoche, that what we said now, that chela v'toire seisim, elo kegoin dakin, shenikvu v'chela v'akante seisim esanak. That's what we're talking about. We have the hadarte, the kante, hadra de kante, that the dakim which go around and around in their mechuba with chaylev toya, soisim es hanekev, shuhu shumin shalem. This is the shumin of the dakim. The talmid shaykh and boy, and they always lie together. The chaylev ha'osi kekoive nami de itzrech lemei medeni soise hainike goin tarpish adalibi kidama lakama shein shom kosho, it's there keseida with the leib ava bereya ein shum chaylev soise, we don't have to say teich over here. So that's the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Now let us go further. Omar Rove Shamet minei darav Nachman tarti. I heard two memories from Rav Nachman. Chimtze ubar chimtze. Now chimtze seems means chaylev. I heard about chimtze ubar chimtze.
Chad sosim v'chad loy sosim. He said one of these chalovim is sosim, and one is not sosim. V'loy yodana haiminayu. Now I don't know which one he said was sosim, and which one is not sosim. The chimtza or the bar chimtza. So this was a dilemma that Rav had. He heard clearly from Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman called one bar chimtza, one chimtza, and one is sosim, one is not sosim. Is Rav Huna Bachinene, Rav Huna Bereid Rav Nachman Omar. So he said as follows: if you heard such a statement, so Bar Chimtze Sosim, so the Chayla that Sosim is Bar Chimtze, Chimtze Loi Sosim. Omar Rav Tavos V'Simonech. If you want to know a simin, which is Sosim, which is not Sosim, we have a dinim Masechta Shavuos. Yafe koyach haben mikoyach ho'o. So that's a good simen. It says there, it's there speaking about to be goive from yisoymim. You go to goive from yisoymim. Let's say a father has a shtar. Reuven lent Shimon money. I mean, Reuven has a shtar. Now Shimon died. So Kozman, Reuven is teiveya from Shimon. Doesn't have to swear. He has a shtar. And Shtolcha b'yodi my boy, so he could be goyve with the shtar. What happens if Shimon died, and there are Yisoymim? So Chazal, when Mesakin, aboli pora minichse Yisoymim, lo yifra elo b'shvue. That, so if the malve is mourning from Yisoymim, the shtar is not sufficient, he has to swear that I didn't get paid up. That's halacha by a malve that's goyve minichse Yisoymim. Yisaimim, which are goyve from Nixi Yisaimim, that means the Reuven also died. And the Yisaimim don't know anything. The Yisaimim of the Malva don't know anything. They just have the shtar, the Malva left over. So they can be goyve from the Yisaimim of the Leiva without a shvur. So the Gemara says, on this halacha, yafe koyach haben mikoyach ha'ov. So memele, so the ben has more koyach than the ov. So memele, so that's a good way to remember that Bar Chimtze is Soisim and Chimtze is not Soisim. So let us see Rashi. Chimtze Bar Chimtze Shneim Bechelev Shalakeve, both are from the Chelev that's on the Keve, Olakama Meforshlu, Soisim Im Nikva HaKeve. So one is sosim and one is not sosim. Below Yadana, Rabbi Kamal, I don't know what I heard from Rabbi. So the Gemara says, Yof v'koyach haben v'koyachov, b'raisi b'shvuas pekal nishboim, sheben goyve b'shvua v'shaloi b'shvua, he can be goyve without a shvua also, rabbi ni goyve ala b'shvua from yisayimim v'osam, mefor v'shlo. Now, for the Gemara, hai chimtze, v'hai bar chimtze. Toshma, the Omar Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman said, a different member of Rav Nachman. We heard the first member of Rav Nachman that Al Kaponim Chimtz is not Soisim, and Bar Chimtz is Soisim. So what is this? Which is the Chimtz, which is the Bar Chimtz? Toshma, the Omar Rav Nachman, in who Meichel Ochli, they eat it. Uladidon mustam nami loy sosim. And according to us, it won't be sosim. Now, I'd like to speak Isavanic a little bit before we see Rashi. We'll see Rashi as follows. The vial we are talking about. But let's just say a little further. The Akshasa Kuli Alme Loi Pligi Da Osa Ki Pligi the Ayatra. Machloikis is by the Ayatra. So, if we want to see a good picture of the Ayatra and the Akshasa, in the Temunei Chayil on page 70,
Here we have a nice picture. The bottom, we have a picture. The keva is like a keshes. And so the outer circumference is called the bow of the keva. That's called the keshes akshasa. And the inner circle, the smaller circle, is called ayatra. That's in place of the string of the bow. Yes, it's like the string of the bow, and the outer is called the keshes. Now, if we can look at this picture, we can very well see that inside, this is the ayatra, the chelev that is in the inside circle. This is the ayatra. And then we have over here chelev, which is attached to the outside circumference of the keva, and that's the akshasa. That's akshasa. So this is the two chalovim, and we have here a memre of Rav Nachman, that Rav Nachman had said, if the b'nei Eretz Yisrael eat it, so according to us, itzicha will be saisa. Tzicha will be soysen. That's what Rav Nachman had said. Now let us just see the lashon of the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman, inu meichel ochli, they eat the ayat, they eat the ayatra, the inner chelev. Uledidon, according to us, mistam nami lois osim. According to us, we don't eat it, but it won't be soysim. And the Gemara continues: the akshus kula alma loy pligi the osa, the outer chaylev, everyone holds that it's osa. Ki pligi the ayatra. The machlokes is by the ayatra. Now, let us just explain a little bit and try to understand the Gemara. The chelev of the ayatra is not taisav. It's not a loose draping over the keva. It's mechudik to the keva. Now, this chelev the ayatra, we have a machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva said the characteristics of chelev tomei is that it's taisav. It's loose, it's draped over. So therefore, the chelev al gabi hakev, which is the ayatra, is tayar, because it's not taisa. According to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel holds, I'm sure the guy has a different category for chelev. Ma chelev krum v'nikla. As long as a chelev has over the chelev, a krum that easily separates from the chelev, even though it's mohudik to the organ, it's krum v'nikla, it's chelev. So Rav Nachman said as follows. Let's just one more nikude. The chelev of the akshisa is like this. It is attached by the outer surface, the most outer surface of the keva. You have this chelev that there's a small line that attaches this chelev to the keva, but the rest of the chelev drapes over the keva. That means it's a little attached, but most of the keva is tied up. Most of the chelev is taisa. So now the Gemara is saying, now the first lashon of the Gemara is saying this, ba'akshisa kulam milay pligi, that the akshisa is also bachila. It's taisa, even though it's attached in one chelev, it's attached, but the chelev after its attachment, both sides drape over the keva. So mamel, that's called taisa. That's ichan also the kechelev. We have here a machloikis by the chelev dayatra, which is not taisa, which is firmly attached. We have a machloikis here, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Kiva said, and the mayor of Israel held like Rabbi Kiva, so they said that, so since it's not Taisok, so it's Toyer. That's what they said. It's Toyer. So Rav Nachman said, if the Bnei Eretz Yisrael hold that it's Toyer, so even though we hold that it's Asa, because we hold like Rabbi Yishmael, and we hold that the characteristic of Chel of Asa, you don't need Taisov to make it Chel of Asa. As long as it's Krum v'Niklaf, it's Asa. So we hold it's Asa, but it will be Saisim. But it will be Saisim. So what is Pshat in this? So Rabbi Kivedya brings down from the Rashba, the Rashba said as follows. Between you and me, Stime, theoretically, is not Tolly in Issa Beheta. Stime is Tolly in Hoduk, and Eime Hoduk. That's what Stime is Tolly. Stime is Tolly in Hoduk and Eime Hoduk. So he says, that what Rav said, Rav said it as a generality. Rav said that Toher Soisim, Tomei Einei Soisim, so he says, Rav was speaking to the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Rav was in Bavel. But Rav was speaking to the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Taisra says in a few places, in the Bizman Chazal, the Talmidim from one Medina went to the other Medina. They shouldn't have the Daigis of the Nebaias on the head. So Rav used to teach in Bavel the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, and the Bnei Eretz Yisrael used to go, the Bnei Bavel used to go to Eretz Yisrael. So Rav was speaking to his He was speaking to the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. So he told them, let me tell you a cloud. And Stime, Toher Soisim, because Toher means it's Mahudik, it's not Toisav, so Toher Soisim. Tomei, now you paskin like Rabbi Kiva, Tomei means everything that's Toisav is not Soisav. That's what he told them. Rabbi Shmuel, now Rav Nachman said, fine, so the guidelines that Rav said Toyer and Tomei was said to the Bnei Eretz Yisrael Paskin like Rabbi Kiva. So if you remember these halachas, you'll know the halachas. Toyer, parentheses, which is Mahudek Esaisim. Tomei, in parentheses, according to Rabbi Kiva, which is not Mahudek, is not Esaisim. So Rav Nachman said, but in Bavel, that we Paskin like Rabbi Shmuel. We owe that Philo Mahudek, Afilu Mudik is also Asa, since it's Krum v'Nikla. But Elzicha B'Saisim. That means if they eat it, so they hold it's not Toysav, they hold it's Mahudik. They hold Chelev HaKev is Mahudik. So if they hold Chelev HaKev is Mahudik, so it can be Saisim for us. Rav's memory was said for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael that they should have this klolim. But Lemaise, the klal is, That Mahudik Yisaisim. That's how the Rashba says Pshat in our Gemara. A beautiful Pshat. That if they hold that it's edible, so they hold it's Mahudik. If it's Mahudik, so even though we hold Mahudik is Asa, but it is Saisa. That's one Mahalach. There's a second Mahalach in this Gemara, because the Gemara makes up this Cheshbonis. If they hold that it's Mutabachila, we hold it's Saisa. There's a second mahalach that the Chidushi Aran says. Chidushi Aran says that, Chidushi Aran says as follows. That the Bnei Eretz Yisrael paskin like Rabbi Kiva. And they said that, so therefore, they held that the guidelines of Chelev Toyer is a bit Mahudik. So they paskin like Rabbi Kiva, so they said that the chaylev shall gabi akevim, the chaylev shall gabi akevim, since it is Mahudik, so it's toil. Yeah. So they said they paskin like Rabbi Kiva, since it's Mahudik, it's Toyer.
So therefore they ate it. The Bnei Bavel did not eat it because they were noyeg lechumre like Rabbi Yishmael. That means they were noyeg lechumre. Rabbi Yishmael says even though it's mehudik, it's also chaylev also. So memele legabi achile, we should eat it. Rabbi Yishmael holds it chaylev. They were machme. They were noyeg lechumre like Rabbi Yishmael. But in Yisod, they hold the lachas like Rabbi Akiva. So if the Bnei Eretz Yisrael can eat it, and in Yisod we hold like them, we're machma not to eat it. But in Yisod, since it is edible, so it's tichasaisim. That's the second mahalach in the Gemara. If the Bnei Eretz Yisrael can eat it, that they hold like Rabbi Akiva all the way. So even though we're machma mitad minik Rabbi Yishmael. But it'll zikha be saisim, because on saisim we can assume it's chaylev toyim. That's the second mahalach. And then there's the third mahalach, and then we'll see Rashi, which mahalach Rashi learned, the second or the third. There's a third mahalach that the Bnei Eretz Yisrael paskin like a bekibe. They ate chaylev shal gabi akeibe. They paskin like a bekibe. The Bnei Bavel paskin like Rabbi Yishmael. Schelev Tomei, and Shonayel, we didn't need it. By them was Adarais. They didn't need it now. It's Chumre. Schelev Tomei, it's Adarais. But they made a Svek Sveke. They said like this. They said that, first of all, with these two Svekes, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to eat it. So they pass on like Rabbi Akiva. Maybe the Loch is like Rabbi Akiva. We pass on to Rabbi Shmuel, but maybe the Loch is like Rabbi Akiva. Nafilu the loch is like a bishmoil, but we heard before Rav Sheshe said that chaylev tomei. We hold the chaylev tomei, but Rav Sheshe says the chaylev tomei is also soisim. So that was the cheshbon of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says if they can eat it, we can use it as a steamer mishum svek sveke. Maybe the loch is like a bekiva, and the bnei Yisrael takin paskin like a bekiva. Nafilu the loch is like Rabbi Yishmael, like we hold, but maybe the loch is like Rav Sheshes. That Rav Sheshes says that chaylev tomei is also sois. Now let us see Rashi. Ula didon afilu mistam nami leisosim bitmiya lididon b'nei bovo. Hey, the loy achli lay, we don't eat it. Lahachi machzakina lay bechaylev toya liyay saisim. We can hold its chaylev toya liyay saisim. For steamer, we can nem on that it's chaylev toya. So Rabbi Kivegil learns pshat in this Rashi, like the third pshat. That means that lemaisa, even though loy achli lay, but we can have a svek sveka, we can be mitzadir. Maybe Chaylev Tomei is also Soisim. Nafilu Chaylev Tomei is not Soisim, but maybe the Loch is like the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, the Chaylev Tomei, that it's Chaylev Tomei. That's how Rabbi Kivegia wants to say Pshat in this Rashi. The Yisa Broche says that Rashi holds like the Chedusha Yaram, and that means that they paskin me ikar adin like Rabbi Akiva. The Bnei Bavel also paskin like Rabbi Akiva. But no, they were machma, they were noig legabi achile ke Rabbi Yishmael. But when it comes l'stime, so l'stime they can be soimach an ikar adin, that it's chaylev toyer, and that it's soisem. And could be the lotion of Rashi could be, is also machma like this. Nehei deloy ochli lei. Rashi doesn't say that it's osur ba'achila. They didn't need it. Abul hochi mazakina lei bechaylev toyer. But we can assume it's chaylev toyer. To eat it, we can assume it's chaylev toyer. Liyoy sois. Shmamino, ahi de pligi bei bnei yitzrol bnei bovel, kori lei lav nachmen bar chimtze. So, because that's called Bachimtze, Vahainu the Iyatre, Chaylev Shebemokim Hayesa, the Chaylev that's in place of the string of the bow.
Shakeva suyeke keshes. The keva is like a bow. Imibachutz kori da'akashte. And the outside of the keva, that's called the bow. The outer circumference of the keva. Vilifnim, vilifnim la'oigo kori da'yatre. Hevel, that would be better. That's the place where the string of the bow is. But the yatra pligi ke the maforish va'ozel and the machloikis of the bnei yeretz yisod the bnei babov. That's the ledidot. That means inu is the bnei yeretz yisrael and ledidon is the bnei babov. The kash the kul alma loy pligi. The bain lebnei bovel, u bain lebnei marove osa. That everyone holds its osa, da filo rabbi kiva doma leel toisof krumbeniklab osa. Even though rabbi kiva said that in order to be chaylev osa, it has to be toisof. Da hainami le toisof domi, the chaylev of the akashte is similar to toisof. It drapes from the outside over the kevim, she'eini mechube ela be'emtza hakesher she'kayrim pishta. That means when the outer point of the outside chelik of the kesher, there it's mechube, there it's attached, and then what is chelav continues. So the chelav is attached to the outside of the kesher, and then it drapes over the kesher from the outside. So even though there's a chelik of this chelav that's attached to the keva, but most of the chaylev drapes over the chaylev, over the keva. So memele, the chaylev of the akashte is zicha also, afil according to Rabbi Kiva. Ki pligi da yatra. Neibavu sovri lo ke Rabbi Shmuel. The Neibavu hold like Rabbi Shmuel. The omar kol krum v'niklaf chaylev tomiu. That means that the characteristics of chaylev tomei is not that it has to be taisov. The characteristics of chaylev tomei, as long as it's called krum v'niklav chaylev tomeiu, b'hai nami krum v'niklavu lemaise the ayatre is krum v'niklav. Bnei marove ke Rabbi Kiva, marove they hold like Rabbi Kiva that to make chaylev tomei. The boy toisev krum v'niklav. The chaylev has to be a chaylev that drapes over. And the yatra v'hai lav toisevu. This is not toisev. This is hoduk, mehudek. Agav uche, I just want to mention, we said two pshotim in Rashi. Now let's go again to this Rashi. Ki pligi de ayatra. B'nei bovu sovri lo ki Rav Yishmoel. So Rabbi Kiveika brings a raya from this Rashi that they hold like Rabbi Yishmoel. They bubble, sovri like Rabbi Yishmoel. So then Rabbi Kiveika got stuck. If you hold like Rabbi Yishmoel, so why should be soysim? And the Bnei Akiva, the Bnei Akiva, hold like Rabbi Kiveika, you hold like Rabbi Yishmoel. That's where Rabbi Kiveika to say, it's soysim al svek sveke. Maybe Chaylev Tommy is also soysim. That's what Rabbi Kiveika to say. The Yisa Broche, that says that they really hold like Rabbi Kiva, they're just machme like Rabbi Shmuel. So he says, sovru like Rabbi Shmuel, lechumre, that means the machme like Rabbi Shmuel. We'll see later Raya, from a later Rashi, that would seem taka like that also. Ike d'amri. Now there's a second lashon. So the first lashon was there was a machloikis between Chachmei Eretz Yisrael and Chachmei Bovel and Chaylev Diyatri. Is it toyer or tomei? Is it mutabachila? Is it not mutabachila? Chaylev Dakashta Zicher Osa Bachila. And then Rav Nachman just said, even though to us it's also bachila, but it's soysim the naked. Ike da amri, da yatri kula amaloi pligi de shori. Everyone agrees that chaylev dayatri is zicha muta. Everyone holds like, so Rashi says, everyone holds like a bekibe. That the guidelines of chaylev tomei is tois of krum v'nikla, and therefore the chaylev dayatri, which is not toisev, is zicha muta bachil. There's no shayla about that. Ki pligi di akashte. Machloikis is by akashte. Ki ho da oma ravivye. Now this goes on further. Ki ho da oma ravivye is going on before. Okay. Kipligi dayatra, the machlokes is, now kipligi bakashte. This nikadam. Ikadam diyatra kolam vile pligi de shori. The Rabbi Kiva sovrilo. Everyone holds like Rabbi Kiva. The guidelines of chaylev tomei is taiso. It has to be draped. And the chaylev dayatra is not draped. So therefore the chaylev dayatra is mutter. Kipligi bakashte. Man da osa, so v'toisefu. Because the bottom chaylev, even though there's a mokim in this chaylev that is attached to the kevet, but the rest of the chaylev drapes over the kevet. Man da osa, so v'toisefu. This is chaylev, that's toisef. Man da shori, so v'kivin de mechuba b'miktsos lav toisefu. No, it's not toisef. It's attached a little bit. So this attachment makes that even the rest that's taisav is, but so this is a din of, this is a din of lav taisav. It's not called taisav. You can't pull it off completely, easily, because it's attached. Zutrashi. So let's make a cheshbon nefesh. So according to the second ikadamri, everyone holds that Ayatra is mutter, and it's ichesoysen. So the whole machloikis is by a kashte. So the machloikis is by a kashte. The bnei bovel hold that it's not soysen because it's toysen. The Eretz Yisrael holds that it is toysen. Yeah. So Rashi, Lahai Lishna Basra, Lemetuk Memilse Ravnach, the Kivin that Bakashte the Pligi Bay, Oma Ravnachman de Sossen, is Koshkein de Yatra de Kulu, Shori, Vimkein Man Loisossen. That means like this. Rav Nachman said that it comes out like this. Ayatre zicha soysen, because ayatre is chayl of toil. Now, and Rav Nachman said in the second lashon. So Rav Nachman seems to be saying that if they eat it, it will zicha be soysen. So if that is true. So everyone holds that chaylev is soysim, bein da yatre, bein da kashte, and before we started off, a member of Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman, chimtza comes out as loisosim, eba chimtza sosim. So there is a chaylev that's not soysim. We're talking about the chaylev of the kever. According to the second lashon, all chalavim are sois. There's no chimtza that's not sois. So Rashi says, "Lahai bishne basra lemetukme milse darav Nachman." Then we can't say this second lashon of Rav Nachman in the mechla ochli the don mistam nami loisos. We took milse darav Nachman. The kivin da vakashte the pligi bay. Oh my! Because if we will say that this member of Rav Nachman is going on a kashta, Rav Nachman the sosim, koshkin the yatra, the kulushom, and kain ma'alei sosim. He's going according to the Lishna Kame. But according to the Lishna Basra, then the Staka Machloikis, if Chaylev Dakashta is awesome. Then so we don't have this Lashon of Rav Nachman, that in the Mechalochel it did on Mr. Nami Leisos. Zot Rashi. Vahochi Mistavre, and Rav Nachman Lishna Kama. So this Lashon is going according to the first Lashon, number one. Vahochi Mistavre ke Lishna Kama. Then Rashi says it's Mistavre Taka like the Lishna Kama. The Machloikis isn't the Ayatre. Ke Demrine, Bemokim Shenogu, ki Osa, Vainchishli Maise, ki Osa, Rabbe Barbachona, Ochel de Yatre. Rabbe Barbachone came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Now in Eretz Yisrael, all the fine Yidden, including Rabbe Barbachone, ate a Yatre. When he came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he also ate a Yatre. Because it's Mutter. Ul legabe Ravivye, he came into Ravivye, now Ravivye was Bavel Dike, Vekasye min kamei. Then he covered up his sandwich. He didn't want that Ravivye should see what he's eating because he's in bubble now. In bubble, they hold that it's trait. Shumadim ne bubble osrilo. So the Gemara says in Psochim that Rabbi Barbachon ate a yatre and in bubble didn't eat a yatre. So that's according to the first lashon. According to the second lashon, everyone eats a yatre. Then, Ulididon, Sarashi says, according to us, Tavayi Yasui. According to us, both are Osa, the Yatra is also Osa. The Boso, B'nei Bovel, Gererinon, in Chutz Loretz, we have the Minhagim, like the B'nei Bovel, the Anan, B'nei Goyla Anan, we're B'nei Goyla, so we paskin like the Lishna Kame. So Memele, we have when Nigra Boso the B'nai Bovo, so we are not allowed to eat a Yatra. So that's according to the Lishna Kame. According to the Lishna Kame, the B'nai Bovo did not eat a Yatra, and therefore we also won't eat a Yatra. We paskin Lishna Kame Ulachumre. There's two lishoines, so if it's a sofik in a deraisa, we go lechumre. If it's a sofik in the rabbon, you go according to the second lashon. So Rabbi Kebege brings a raya from this Rashi to him. The Rashi says, we paskin like the first lashon, because it's a suffix deraisa. You pass like the first lashon, it's a suffix deraisa. See, if you learn like the Chedushei Aran, watch out, it's a suffix deraisa. According to the first lashon, everyone held its mutter. They were just machma. But if you say that they held its takos minatay, so how do we pass like the first lashon, the second lashon? So it's a suffix deraisa. Midi deraisa, yeah. So midi deraisa, zil lachum edabon, and zil basabasa.